Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1014, The Smart Way to Stick to Habits by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now this week, I've been teasing you with some new and exciting news. All right, so I'm finally gonna make this announcement. Starting this week, we're adding weekend episodes. So I'll narrate an additional article on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we'll do a rewind. I'll bring back a great article that's been buried in the 1,000 episodes we've done here. And I have to say that the only reason we're adding these episodes is because of you. This is all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show, because without you, this wouldn't exist. So basically, Optimal Health Daily will be coming to you 7 days a week now. All right, so that's the big announcement. Now, I'm sure you're eager to hear from regular contributor Leo Babauta. So let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Smart Way to Stick to Habits by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Sticking to a new habit isn't easy, but if you set up your habit change smartly, you can make it stick. Starting a new habit isn't too hard. We often get excited about starting an exercise plan or a new diet or waking up early, for example. But a number of obstacles get in the way of sticking to the habit long enough for it to become automatic. Now, here are the usual obstacles. One, you lose enthusiasm. Probably the number one reason people fail is that the enthusiasm they feel when they first start the habit, when they're fantasizing about how great it'll be, fades away after a few days or a week. The habit isn't as great as you fantasized, usually. So you drop the habit before you see the benefits. Two, you forget. After the habit becomes automatic, you don't need a reminder. But in the beginning, it's easy to forget if you don't have reminders set up. Three, your mind tells you that you can't. When things get tough, your mind says, "This is too hard," or "You don't need to do this," or "Why are you punishing yourself?" Or "Skipping it this time won't hurt." These are just weaselly ways to get out of discomfort. Four, you miss a day or two and then toss in the towel. It feels good to get a streak going, but if you miss a day or two, you get really discouraged. You feel like quitting because now you have to start all over. Five, you get distracted by other things. The internet, for example, is so distracting that you might never do your habit. You have so many choices for fun or easy things to do that the habit seems like a less attractive choice. And six, illness or travel or a crisis gets in the way. Sometimes something comes up that takes priority and the habit gets pushed to the background, which is fine if you start it again when the illness goes away or you get back from your trip. But because you missed it, it's hard to get back on track. So let's figure out a smart system that gets around these obstacles. Addressing each obstacle. Let's address each obstacle one by one before putting it all together into one system. One, enthusiasm. The answer to this is making a big commitment. Let's say you decide you're going to eat carrots at dinner every day. After you lose your vim and vigor for this new diet, you just stop. But what if you had a $10,000 bet on whether you'd stick to this habit for a month? You'd forget about your lack of enthusiasm and just eat the carrots, no matter what. Other ways to make a big commitment: tell 1,000 people about it, and commit to a really embarrassing consequence if you fail. 2, forgetting. Set up 5 visual reminders and tie it to an existing part of your daily routine. For example, every time you take a shower, you might do the new habit of flossing your teeth. So put up signs and sticky notes everywhere. Put your floss on your towel, put reminders on your phone, have your spouse remind you, and so on. 3, negative thoughts. Don't negotiate with these thoughts. Notice when these thoughts come up and banish them. Don't let yourself fall victim to them. Recognize them for the habit killers that they are and the lies that they are. 4, missing a day or two. Set up accountability so that if you miss a day, you get back on track immediately. Figure out what went wrong and address that problem. Have someone hold you accountable for getting back on track. 5, distracted. Remove choices. Don't have any visible choices other than what you want to have happen. Set up a choice architecture. 6, illness or crisis or travel. Again, set up accountability so that you get back on track immediately. Have a planned break if needed and start again as soon as the break is over. Let's take these elements and combine them into a smart system for sticking to habits. The smart habit system. If we have a system that overcomes all those obstacles, we'll be more likely to stick with the habit. So let's put our best practices together. 1, start small. Keep the habit very small, as small as possible, until it becomes your new normal. Just floss one tooth. Just run for a few minutes, or get your shoes on and get out the door. Just meditate for 2 minutes, etc. 2, commit big. Tell as many people as possible about your new habit and commit to them big time. Set up an embarrassing consequence for failing, like if you miss 2 days in a row, except for emergency. 3, have a trigger. Something you already do daily. Wake up, go to bed, take a shower, brush your teeth, eat breakfast, open your computer, eat lunch, eat dinner, arrive to work, drop the kids off to school, etc. Commit to doing your habit as soon as the trigger happens. For example, if you eat breakfast, then you will run. No questions about it. 4, lots of reminders. Have physical and digital reminders around your trigger, near the shower, on top of your laptop, on top of your car keys, etc., so you don't forget during the first week or two. 5, set up accountability. When you commit, ask a friend or group of people to check in on you regularly to make sure you don't slip up. Tell them your commitment from number 2 that I just mentioned and ask for their help keeping you accountable. More than one person is usually best, unless you know for sure that your one person won't forget or let you off the hook. 6, remove choices. If there are distractions or temptations you usually go for instead of this habit, remove them from the picture so that your main choice is to do the habit. For example, if it's time to write, set up an internet blocker to go off during your writing time. Or if it's time to exercise, give your laptop and phone to your partner and tell them not to give it back. Remove tempting food from the house if that's distracting you, or commit to meeting someone at the park or gym to work out or run so you won't be tempted to skip the workout. 7, get back on track. Ask your accountability friends to make sure you get back on track if you miss a day or two. If you do miss a day, let them know and ask for help making sure you don't miss 2 days. 8, watch your negative thoughts. Practice noticing when you're making excuses or telling yourself you can't do this and see that they're wrong. Add a but to the sentence, like, I'm tired, but I'll feel better if I do this. Or, I deserve a break, but I also deserve to take care of my body with this exercise, and so on. If you set up this smart system and do one habit at a time, really putting your focus and energy into this habit change, you'll be much more likely to stick to it. You just listened to the post titled, The Smart Way to Stick to Habits by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I love, love, love Leo's suggestions. In fact, I recently listened to a book by psychologist Dr. Wendy Wood titled Good Habits, Bad Habits, The Science of Making Positive Changes That Stick. And in it, Dr. Wood shares research about how new habits are formed, particularly health habits. And much of what she shared is aligned almost exactly with what Leo mentioned in his post. In fact, Dr. Wood once said in an interview that based on the research she's seen, those that are successful at changing their habits are good at understanding the influence of their environment and any barriers to achieving success. Or as Leo mentioned, removing choices. So instead of blaming ourselves for failure to start a new, healthier habit and making it automatic, if we can modify our environment and make it easier for the behavior to occur, it can be quite freeing. Suddenly, the blame is no longer on us and our self-control or our lack thereof. Instead, we may realize that there are barriers that are not related to our willpower that are getting in our way. And so maybe, as Leo mentioned, starting small, maybe to just look at your environment and see, are there any choices that I need to remove to make my new health behavior happen more easily? That might be the perfect first step. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday Q&A. And this weekend for the extra episodes and where your optimal life awaits.